Pittsburgh County is where you were. Senator Gene Stipe County.
Yep.
When did he come on so that he was the overpowering figure from that county?
It's kind of funny. Gene Stipe was elected to the legislature in 1948. So when I went to the legislature in 1950, he'd already been there 2 years. We both were from the same county. He served in the legislative branch of government longer than any other American ever served. Now, this tells about Pittsburgh County liking young people at that time. Strangely enough, he got elected to the legislature while he was in law school at OU. He lived in Norman in the fire station, upstairs with the firemen. They let him live there. That wasn't uncommon. Legislators would come into the city in those days, and they'd stay at the Oklahoma City fire station. They had bunks. But Gene was elected. His dad, they were in the coal mine from down in Pittsburgh, Kiowa area, Pittsburgh County. Poor boy. And he just captivated the Pittsburgh County politics and served forever.
Did he ever have advice for you as a
Yes, he
youngster?
Did. He always had advice for me. And I've got to say right up front that we were friends. I also have to say that he never, ever in all the years that we served together asked me to do anything improper. He was a good public servant from my vantage point. Keep in mind, Pittsburgh County played politics pretty heavy. Carl Albert, the most powerful man in the United States Congress, lived a block and a half from me. And when I worked at my daddy's grocery store growing up, I delivered groceries to Carl Albert when he was home from Congress. In those days, congressmen came home a lot. Can you imagine a kid in college wanting to be governor? And we delivered groceries from my dad's grocery store that Mrs. Albert, Mary, would call and order, you know, a loaf of bread, a dozen eggs, a quart of milk, a pound of bacon, et cetera. Then I delivered it in the truck from the store. But they always would allow an extra 30 minutes on my route to deliver groceries if Mrs. Albert had an order, because I would sit down at the breakfast table and talk to Carl Albert and talk politics. Oh, God, can you believe it? I loved it.
He was the kind to take time to visit with
you.
Oh,
yes.
Because not everybody would do that.
Not everybody would do. Oh, Carl was wonderful. Just imagine, here's a guy that grew up, went to a two-room schoolhouse for 8 years at Bug Tussle, Oklahoma. Bug Tussle. Then he came into McAllister High School because they didn't go past the eighth grade at Bug Tussle. And from Bug Tussle, Oklahoma, Carl Albert went on to become Speaker of the House of Representatives, but in college was a Rhodes Scholar, a national debate champion. He was just the most brilliant man and the most kind man. And can you imagine me as this college kid wanting to be governor? Now, here I was sitting at his feet, but I was taller than he was. You know, the little giant from Little Dixie, he was short. He was little, but big and powerful. Now, I just tell you that to tell you that then, later, when I ran for lieutenant governor, he worked in my campaign. When he was inducted as Speaker of the House of Representatives, I was one of his special guests. When I was inaugurated as governor of Oklahoma, he spoke at my inauguration. And when he passed away, unfortunately, I spoke at his funeral.
Wow.
I was the last speaker at his funeral. And here's this guy that I delivered groceries to that was the most powerful man in the United States Congress. I always tell people, I think it's important, John, that I point this out. We're hoping that people will listen to this, particularly young people will listen to it. In 1950, when I was first elected to the legislature, my mother was active in the American Legion Auxiliary. Her best friend from McAllister was the state president of the American Legion Auxiliary, and they asked me to be one of the speakers at Girls State to talk about government. I went to Girls State for 50 consecutive years. We came home from Europe one time on a trip. And Donna said, well, why are we going home? And I said, I got to go to speak to Girls Day because I'm trying to keep my record going. I told Betty McElderry, I said, Betty, I've just got to break this monkey. I got to break this. They had a big 50-year celebration. I skipped a year. I've been every year since. I've spoken at Girls Day 59 years out of 60. Boy State is held here at Miami, about 30 miles from where we're sitting right now. I've spoken to Boy State probably 40 times. I made my first commencement speech in 1950. This is 2009 when we're doing this. I've never missed a year of making at least one commencement, and some years as many as 20. Now, that long story is to tell you, I love to be around young people. Always have. And I stand up in front of Girl State, Boy State, and a commencement program and say this. I'm a professional politician. I make no apologies for it. And I tell people there's nothing wrong with public service. There's nothing wrong with politics. There's nothing wrong with